This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Odds are pretty good you've already been getting catalogs in the mail from plant and seed companies. It does a heart good at this time of year to dream of your newly designed garden with a plethora of perennials and a vast array of veggies. It's a really good time to look over last year's journal, too. See what worked, what didn't, what you might change. Plans are fun to make when the snow is blowing, the wind is nipping, and the cold is creeping in under the door jamb. Or everything just looks brown. Hunker down with some hot cocoa and a few catalogs. As you page through those wish books, jot down some of your favorites. And if you have access to the internet, do some research or email me with your questions. tkgardenbite@gmail.com. Most catalogs paint a glossy picture of the plants they want you to buy, but doing a little background check on the latest offerings is always a good idea, especially living in zones 3 and 4. Check to see if you'll need winter protection, although things are warming up. Zones 5 and 6 have also been warmer too. Some areas around your property may have a microclimate, and we'll talk about those during another Garden Bite. In the meantime, make those plans, sketch out some garden designs, and take into consideration your new plants at their mature height. Maybe add some of those living coral plants I talked about yesterday. Also, think about the time and effort involved in changing your landscape so as not to overwhelm yourself. After all, gardening is supposed to be fun, and the bonus is a little exercise, which will fit right into that annual New Year's resolution about dropping a few pounds. Check out GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.